You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are at the Eye Care Support Pathway 2 years on event in Manchester. And I'm joined by Amanda Hawkins, Head of Mental Health and Counselling at the RNIB. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Very welcome. Very nice to be here.
So, it is a big day, not just because we're marking 2 years of the Eye Care Support Pathway, but you've got a bit of a do this evening.
Yeah, we, after a very busy year and lots of years planning this, we're going to be launching a training for ophthalmologists to give a better, more person-centred, humanitarian diagnosis around a poor outcome sight condition where someone's definitely going to lose their sight in a way that recognises the whole person and not just the eye.
So what was the catalyst for bringing this into being? Is it just the kind of systematic approach of looking at the eye first and then diagnosing and so on without looking at the whole picture?
I think there's been various pathways into this particular moment, and Professor Tariq Aslam will be here later, and he was noticing in his clinic about how many of his patients were becoming clinically depressed. Obviously, I'm responsible for the RNIB counselling service, and we were seeing a lot of people coming through our service who were saying actually the diagnosis was what started me off on this sort of trajectory to getting depression. So we knew it was linked. Then we did the voice of the customer report around mental health, and categorically the people that were involved in that piece of research said when I got my diagnosis it was done in a way that didn't recognize the impact on me, and then I went off into the sort of into my world with no support, and then I became really quite unwell. So this has been a kind of an emerging picture, and we thought we definitely have to do something about this.
It is being kicked off properly tonight. Looking forward at the next few months, how is this training going to find its way a bit more into the sector?
Yeah, so the idea is that we're going to be loading it up to the ophthalmologists, Royal College of Ophthalmologists website, a learning platform called Inspire. We're going to be doing some comms to get out there and make sure that all the ophthalmologists know where this training is. It's very much about the patient's voice getting in front of the ophthalmologist. And then we hopefully will do a launch in Westminster sometime in February.
And my final question for you, Amanda, is how important has it been consulting with people with sight loss throughout this entire process of getting this off the ground? Because obviously that is where it came from in the beginning, but in designing all your materials and your training and so on, how important has their input been?
Absolutely paramount. So their voices came through in the research. That's been embedded into the filming. We've got patients talking about their experiences. And I think it's about getting those voices heard right at the beginning so that we can work together. Today's been about collaborating for good. It's not saying that someone's done something wrong. It's saying, how do we make this better? We've got this information now. We know this impacts on people's lives in a really big way. And we need to acknowledge that the emotional impact is just, if not more important, than the eye health.
RNIB's Amanda Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.